public good and to the fulfillment of economic, social and cultural rights, and as such must be addressed nationally and internationally. While the advantages of new technologies have been absorbed by our societies in an almost instant manner, we still have not paid sufficient attention to their negative impacts. Structural racism is responsible for continued and diverse forms of racial discrimination in all areas of society. It is a systemic, deep-rooted phenomenon that goes beyond individual prejudices. It perpetuates power relations that lead to exclusion, insecurity, poverty, as well as violations and abuses of human rights. Regrettably, despite their immense potential, technology and AI may also often reflect racial bias as a result of data set problems, poorly designed algorithms, or intentional discriminatory use. As such, AI must be properly managed through a human rights-based approach. The fight against racism and discrimination has been at the center of our government's actions. Portugal's national plan to combat racism and discrimination reflects our renewed commitment to this matter through a cross-sectional set of measures. Thank you.
Thank you. I now give the floor to Germany.
Mr. President, Germany aligns with the EU statement. We thank the working group for its timely report focusing